Hey guys, it's Jamie here and welcome back to my channel. Now it is Diabetes Week and Diabetes UK is running a campaign this Diabetes Week called #DiabetesStories. They're encouraging us to talk with a friend on social media, with other people, people that you don't know, about what it's like to live with diabetes. And I have a really interesting story, which I've been wanting to share with you all for a while, and now just seems like the perfect time. But before we get into it, if you want to get involved in the Diabetes Week campaign, head to diabetes.org/diabetes-week. All the information's there, and this incredible film, which I've already shared to various social media platforms. Do check it out if you haven't already. Now, my story today is gonna be explaining the time when I was nearly killed by a pack of wolves, sort of. I'll explain, let's get into it. So we all know that extreme temperature changes can kill off your insulin. My diabetic specialist nurse has told me this over and over again, and of course that's what happened. After 2 days almost spent agonizing about what is causing my blood sugar to go so high that I hadn't even seen since diagnosis, I finally worked out the answer. Life lessons come as they often do when you least expect or appreciate them. And in this story, I'm in Norway in the northern city of Alta, preparing to spend a cold night hunting the northern lights. Did I find them? Did I not? You'll have to watch the TV show to find out. But anyway, I'm in Norway on a month-long shoot filming a travel documentary where I complete a list of things to do before you die in Norway. And no, the irony of dangerously high blood sugar levels on this trip is not lost on me. So preparing to live out of a suitcase for a whole month must be really difficult for people who don't have type 1 diabetes, but packing a pancreas along with enough underwear makes the task even more difficult. So at this point, you know, I'm still new to it, but I'm relatively reliant on a stockpile of extra supplies to cover me for the failed cannula insertion attempts. And you know, with one single 20 kilogram suitcase, the stockpile couldn't exactly come with me, not in its full capacity anywhere. So here's how it goes down. I realise while I'm in Ulta, just finished filming after a long day, that I've just killed off a whole pump cart. And I'm wondering, have I even got enough insulin left to last me the 3 more weeks? So I quickly searched my suitcase. I realised that I packed double what I needed to cover the trip. That drama was over. I go to insert a new pump cart and we're good to go. But you know, this was quite a shocking moment, so we're gonna have to unpack how we got here. Well, that actually, like I mentioned before, involves a pack of wolves. So as part of my bucket list in Norway, I went to a zoo to have a face-to-face meeting with the planet's most ferocious canine. I'm not even joking, it actually happened. A pack of wolves that have been sort of raised with human contact since birth, so you know they're less likely to kill visitors, but nothing's guaranteed, and the park rangers make you very, very aware of that. So to meet these wolves, I need to follow a set of rules, which includes nothing scented, so anyone who uses insulin will know just how scented that stuff is. So I weighed up the options, I run high for a few hours, or a wolf tears my throat out. There's not really much contest. But the polar park was absolutely fantastic. It was a really, really beautiful snowy day. Of course, we're in the northern part of Norway. It's gonna be snowy. Most, especially at that time of the year, this was sort of like April, March area. But the amount of different animals there was absolutely incredible. I saw bears, I saw, I think it was called a lynx, and then I saw wolves, which I was able to howl with. So I sort of got chatting to the wolves before I went into the enclosure. So, you know, I'm not allowed to wear any lip balm, so my lips are dry and chapped because I've been outside in the, you know, several, maybe more than 10 degrees minus Celsius throughout the whole day. But, you know, I'm so nervous to meet these wolves because, you know, nothing's ever guaranteed, is it? Nothing is ever guaranteed, and I'm gonna be going right up close and personal to these wolves. And you know, if you see, I'll put some of the video, I probably shouldn't, but I'll put a little bit of the video on here for you. And you can just see how incredibly close they're getting to me. several of them put their tongue inside my mouth. And I'll tell you this for free, only one of them had bad breath. Wolves apparently keep their mouths very, very clean. At least that's what the park rangers told me anyway. But, you know, on the whole, the wolf encounter goes amazingly. I'm terrified initially, but they end up being just big puppies and I'm licked to death by, you know, essentially a pack of animals that could easily tear me limb from limb should they wish. Now you remember, I'm not using insulin today. I've not got my pump on me. My pump has been taken off. So my heavily scented insulin is locked in the van in the car park. And then a snowstorm sets in, dropping the temperature close to minus 15 degrees. Now my insulin, you know, probably silly me, my fault, isn't that well protected. It's just in a bag. So of course it's killed off, it's frozen. And it only took me the following 48 hours to realize what had actually happened. So the lesson here is that I'm human and I'm gonna make silly mistakes, especially when diabetes comes into the mix. But silly mistakes are likely means that past me can help me prepare for future me. And in that case, we can both get along just fine. So I think the moral of the story here is prepare for the unexpected. You know, if I hadn't have packed double the amount of insulin that I needed, I probably would be in a little bit of a sticky situation in Norway. You know, we were going from place to place, city to city, day to day. We were never in one place longer than, you know, more than a day and a half. So getting hold of some insulin would have been actually really, really hard to do. But I guess it's just one of them stories. Diabetes and amazing life events, they're never best friends, but they're absolutely gonna be coming hand in hand. So I guess you just gotta roll with the punches when you can. And I know now, well, especially now, because I use a pump where you have to take the insulin out of the vial and fill up the reservoir, that I, when traveling, I'm gonna take a whole load of those insulin reservoirs, and I'm very grateful to be able to do that as well. So that was my diabetes story for Diabetes Week. I hope you enjoyed it. I bet you weren't expecting that, were you? Why don't you get involved in the campaign? Even if it's a comment below, just let me know your diabetes stories. Tell me something fun, interesting, cool, or poignant that's happened to you since diagnosis. It doesn't have to be sad. Honestly, it's better if it's happy. Tell me what your life is like with type 1 diabetes, and I'd love to hear all of your responses. But my friends, that is it for today's video. Thank you so, so much for watching if you've made it all the way to the end. Don't forget to get involved in that campaign, and there are always links in the description of ways you can support the channel. Hoodies, diabetes kit bags, even a poster I think you can get of diabetes designs that I've made. They're all available on my Teespring and Spreadshirt shop. Or you can join my Patreon and chat to me. And I release my content as early as I can on my Patreon for my Patreon viewers. So if you want to get involved in that, you can join for as little as just £1 a month. Also, quickly before I go, there is a brand new podcast episode out right now with Jerry Gore. It's the last video before this one, or it's available on all podcast streaming platforms. He's actually right now, as I speak, climbing K2, the world's second tallest mountain, and he lives with diabetes, and he's created a charity called Action for Diabetes, which helps people in impoverished nations get access to insulin, and he saved countless children's lives doing so. So do check that out if you can. I'll be back next week with another YouTube video right here on my channel. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.